get your motor running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I am here with Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Super excited and running wild to be here.
Yeah.
On this awesome not so hot, but kind of humid, overcast day. What is happening, Tammy?
Humidity.
Why have we not seen the sun? Well, we saw it for about 15 minutes yesterday.
Well, because I'm your sunshine.
I like it a lot. Awesome. And yesterday evening, it was sunny. I came out of my cave in the back of Running Wild at 3012 East Cervantes Street. Mm-hmm. Shameless plug for where we are. Not really shameless, but and the sun was out. It'd been overcast all day, and it was this bright, clear sky as our 5K class. We do a 5K class every several months, and I'll talk more about that because we have one coming up soon. But we have partnered with the Woodlands, and they have about 35 of different staff members, physicians, other healthcare providers there, and administrators, and they all come to Running Wild twice a week and participate in our beginner 5K class.
Great.
And so they met yesterday at 5:30 p.m. to run, and the weather was absolutely perfect and beautiful, and by 6:30 when they were finished, it was surprisingly overcast again.
Yeah, it's been very, very humid lately.
Yes, but it's Florida,
right.
So, it's the Northern Gulf Coast. So we have so many exciting events coming up, even though it is humid and it is springtime. And if my loyal listeners can hear, my voice is a little nasally because my sinuses are clogged up from all the awesome pollen
in
the air, too.
And we've had since February.
Huh? Yes, right? I mean, we had this early warmth, and then everything is just... So I'm trying really hard to breathe through my ears
and
be able to talk through my mouth. Yes, it's not easy.
If you want to join the conversation with Paul, you are welcome to call in or text 850-437-1620. So you have some upcoming runs, walks?
Yes, we're all up in it now. April, really starting in March, we had, McGuire's and all kinds. We had a great trail run a couple of weeks ago we talked about. But April, we've got... there are some events that we don't own. And of course, anyone looking for Running Wild events or the events that we produce, you can go to runpensacola.com.
Okay.
And you can also link to that from our website, werunwild.com. But coming up this weekend, there's a great little 5K that Trinity Presbyterian Church hosts. It's called the Jelly Bean 5K.
Aww.
And that church is right there on Bayou Boulevard. Everybody drives past it. If you drive Bayou Boulevard kind of between Cervantes and the mall area, you've seen that church. That's 8 o'clock Saturday morning. And I think you can go to werunwild.com for some info or just Google Jelly Bean 5K. It's a fun little race that church does. And it is Easter weekend, of course, so a lot of people are out of town or traveling or coming to town as well, so might be an opportunity to have some fun.
Absolutely. Bring your family out.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
Totally.
And I have a friend, and we always work out on holidays early in the morning, so then we can just enjoy
Tammy, that is a great idea, right? So on Thanksgiving Day, we produce a 5K downtown, and we tell people, come out and run so that... you can eat lots of turkey.
That's right.
And pumpkin pie and ice cream, all the good stuff.
All the good stuff. Yeah, we call it the, when we started this, she called it the 12 Days of Christmas, and that's how it's done forever. So it's the 12 Days of Thanksgiving. And so we have 12 exercises that we do in the mornings.
Very
cool.
Really
early, and it's a lot of fun.
So you don't just work out for 12 days and then stop.
No. It's actually a really hard workout. Sometimes I don't want to go, but it's worth it. It's worth it. And this 5K is worth it.
But you know why you do go. You know
why.
And this is going to be a perfect segue into our 5K. We do have more running events coming up. I'll talk about those in a minute. But you go because your friend would shame you if you didn't show up.
About that.
Yes, she would.
Are you coming? I don't want to do this by myself.
Right.
I feel bad.
Right. Well, guilt, shame, whatever it takes, right? And so that's what we figured out at Running Wild, right? Running is, for some people, running is a lot of fun. Like they enjoy it and that's all they can do because they're thin and scrawny like me, and in high school couldn't do anything but run. And so I did. Yes. And so I like it. And have done it for years. But for many people, even for me at times, you need some accountability.
Right.
And we've created that with our 5K program. So we do these every about 12 to 16 weeks, we kick off another beginner. We call it My First 5K.
Okay.
It's a beginner 5K program for the most part. It's either beginners or someone who is just getting back into it, somebody who's been a runner in the past or a walker and they've been away from it for a while and they want to get back into it. And it's a class typically with about 20 to 30 people in it, mm-hmm. that range in age from like 18 or so all the way up. We've had people as old as 80 participate
really?
In the class.
That's
yeah.
Great.
And
that's awesome.
Men and women. No, you know, it's not all women or all men. It's a broad variety and different body types mm-hmm. and sizes. You don't, our expectation is that you're not this super fit person coming
right.
into this class, that we're going to take you from basically sitting on the couch or
a couch to 5K,
laying on the ground,
right.
laying on the ground to 5K.
Right.
How's that?
That's great.
Yeah, anything. And it's a 12-week program. There's mm-hmm. two meetings per week, typically Monday. This next program we have kicking off on Monday, April 10th, the day after Easter. Kicks off at 5:30 p.m. at Running Wild in Pensacola, 3012 East Cervantes Street. And it's Monday, Wednesday, 5:30 to 6:30. We've got two coaches that are excellent coaches and motivators, and will take you from, again, zero
right.
to be able to healthfully finish a 5K. Uh-huh. And that 5K, all of our programs culminate with a race, and that 5K is, get ready for it, the 4th of July 5K.
Oh, 4th of July on the holiday.
Yes. So
okay.
everyone wants to know when the 4th of July 5K is. It's on
the 4th of July.
See, Tammy didn't even know that. We didn't even practice
this.
And this
is
how good she is. She's just jumped right into it. So mm-hmm. the 4th of July 5K is on arguably one of the hottest days of the year on Pensacola Beach. It's a run not in the sand, but we run in the neighborhoods on Pensacola Beach. And it's a great kickoff to a holiday where you may not eat a ton of bad food, mm-hmm. but you eat some bad food.
But you're also laying around on the sand,
yes.
enjoying family time. So it's good to be active, get your mind going, get that done. And I promise you, you'll feel better the rest of the day.
Totally.
When I work out in the mornings, I feel so much better mentally. I mean, and he talks about, you know, it's about health, but it's also about mental health and getting outside, enjoying the weather. And even when you sweat, some people don't like to sweat, it still makes you feel good.
Oh, no, sweating's so good.
So I love to sweat. So some people are like, ew, gross. No, I don't mind it at all. I love it. So I'm here with Paul. He is with Running Wild. And if you want to join in the conversation, you want to ask about a 5K, things that are coming up, maybe you missed something that we talked about, 850-437-1620. You can visit them at werunwild.com. Their phone number is 850-435-9222. So 4th of July, 5K on the 4th of July.
That is
so
on the 4th of July. But before then, so other than the My First 5K kickoff on Monday the 10th, we've got another exciting race at Pensacola Beach. It starts and finishes in the boardwalk parking lot there by Bamboo Willie's.
Okay.
The Crawfish 5K on April 22nd.
Okay.
It is, I just got to tell you, if I think everybody here loves crawfish.
My children
definitely do.
Love it.
But that race is 8 o'clock on April 22nd. And after you run the 5K, you have to run the 5K to get the crawfish, but you basically, it's not necessarily all you can eat, five mm-hmm. crawfish, but I've never seen anyone turned away.
So I get crawfish if I run.
Yes, lots of crawfish.
I might be there for that one.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you could walk it if you want to. You don't have to actually run,
right.
but you can walk and then enjoy crawfish. And, of course, what do you drink with crawfish at 9 o'clock in the morning? Beer.
I was going to say beer, but I didn't.
Who would not drink beer at 9 o'clock
say,
in the morning?
Don't you have to drink beer with crawfish?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's just
yeah.
me. Yeah.
You've got to be 21, so if you're okay. under 21, you can have a soft drink or water. And, of course, you can mm-hmm. have water and a soft drink if you don't want to drink beer at 9 o'clock in the morning. But after
five
you've run.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly right.
That's how we live.
So that is April 22nd, and that is a lot of fun. And you can get info and sign up for that at runpensacola.com and or link to it from our website. And of course, for all of our events, if you've got our rewards app, Running Wild Rewards, you get additional points for that.
So I don't know about Running Wild Rewards.
Oh,
can you talk to me about that for
Tammy,
a second?
This is
I know.
So exciting.
See, I'm new, right?
I know. That's okay.
So I get to learn about all these new things. Yes. I just learned about food earlier this morning, and now I'm excited about that.
So now you can eat.
Now
since
I can
you know
eat,
about food.
And now we're going to work out, so
yes.
I can eat whatever
all right.
I want. So.
So we have an app that is, it's relatively new. It's about 8 months old or so.
Okay.
In the App Store, it's called Running Wild Rewards. And basically, it syncs up all of your in-store purchases with your app, and you earn rewards, and we give you gift cards. So I should know exactly how many points it takes to get like a $5 gift card, but it's not very many. Like after a purchase of a pair of shoes and some socks, I think you earn a $5 gift card.
They
continue to accrue.
Uh-huh.
And there's other things. We have it linked to if you have Strava, which is a program that allows you to log miles and make fun of your friends or them make fun of you if you didn't run fast enough or far enough or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
No, nobody's going to make fun of you.
Nah.
And we give away points if you attend any of our events. So we do from the Pensacola store, we do 2 early morning runs per week, a Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. and a Saturday morning at 6 a.m. And in Fairhope, we just started doing a Thursday afternoon run with a Irish pub over there called McSherry's. And then a Saturday morning run. And so you can earn points if you have the app just by showing up and having the app open. And
so
I
lots
think,
of opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think it's like 25 points per time. And so I think at 100 points, I'm pretty sure it's 100 points, you get a $5 gift card.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So money to run. How's that?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. We were just talking about running before the show. You know, my brother-in-law ran a 100-mile marathon. Is that not insane?
That is pretty
cool. He's a runner. My sister's a runner. And
where was that? So we're going to bring Tammy into the world of running and nomenclature, right? So a marathon is 26.2 miles.
Okay.
That's the only event that's called a marathon. A 100-miler, get ready for it, is called 100-miler.
Really? That's rough.
Or an ultra marathon. So an ultra
marathon
is
that, yes.
Anything above 26.2 miles.
Wow.
So if you run like 26.8 miles, it's an ultra marathon.
There you go.
But 100-miler is pretty.
Yeah. He just wanted to do it to say he did it.
Yeah, there's
and
a lot of people
for,
like that.
I think it was 30-something hours straight.
Yep.
And he was falling asleep as he was running. I don't know why.
Why?
Why would you want to?
Some people love that.
But you know, I think he listens to too much David Goggins or something, and he's like, I am the man, no matter how old he is.
I
he did it. He did
how,
it.
How old? We can talk about him because he's not here
he
and nobody knows
50,
his name.
52, 53, I think. He's not young. He's not a 30-year-old. And he...
All right, so I'm 57, Tammy, and I still think I'm young, so...
I think I'm young.
Okay, good. But you're 29,
of course I am. Always 29.
That's right. So, 100-miler, and now we used to produce a marathon here in our race business. We don't do that anymore, so a half marathon is our longest distance right now. We used to do a 50-mile trail run as well up in Blackwater, and that was a lot of fun. It's just a lot of work. And I'm sure your brother would attest to this. There's not a ton of people that participate in those events. And it's you've got to, for 30 hours, you got to have a lot of volunteers out there to help with that.
Mental.
Yeah.
So speaking of running 100 miles, you have to have good shoes for that.
You absolutely
have to have really good shoes for
lots
that.
Lots of good shoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about sneakers.
We do that at Running Wild.
You do, yes.
Yeah. So you can call them sneakers tennis shoes,
right?
Running shoes, there's lots of different names, but that's sort of what, you know, Cherie and I started this thing 23 years ago, and we started with the premise of, hey, we want to help people take away people's frustration in finding the right shoes, and that's kind of what we did. She was a cross-country coach at Navarre High School, and I was kind of a no longer Army helicopter pilot. So I was out of the Army, and both of us runners, and we thought there's not a good resource. We saw these kids getting shoes that didn't work well. They were getting injured. And so we started with the idea of, we're going to look at your feet, we're going to analyze your gait, and we're going to help you get the best shoe for you, not necessarily right. the prettiest shoe, mm-hmm. not necessarily the cheapest shoe. Sometimes that works out, but the right. best value. And
that's awesome.
23 years later, we're still
fighting.
I know,
I'm still frustrated in the store. When I yeah. go to the store, there's so many options. You don't know what you need for, because now you have options for everything. You have
right.
it for HIIT training. You have it for running. You have it for walking. So it is great that you have an expert in the field of shoes. Go there. You know, they will size you. They will pick out the shoes you need for what you do. And you probably need more than one pair, because we all do
Absolutely.
Different things, right?
Absolutely.
Some of us run. I know me. Sometimes yep. I run. We talked about this before. I'm not an avid runner. But when
you don't,
I'm,
this is not, this show is not called True Confessions, Tammy. This is, you're allowed to say, I run sometimes.
I mean, run sometimes.
Look, Tammy told me she'll run 6 miles on the treadmill.
I now, will. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, but there's a reason for everything, right? But you can't run 6 miles on the treadmill and say, I'm not a runner at all.
No, not at all. I
no,
do
some
it
people
sometimes.
Would say, psycho.
Yeah.
That's a long time to spend on the treadmill.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Because you'd rather be outside.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've spent time running on the treadmill, but it's hard.
Actually, so, confession time.
Oh, no. Here we go.
I get too ADHD when I'm running outside. I get distracted. I'm looking at the birds and the
yeah,
squirrels.
Yeah, that's okay.
And I lose my breathing, because, you know, you got to have
lose
certain
your,
breathing.
Your chi.
And when I'm on the treadmill, I can just go at a certain pace and forget about my legs and just think about, because I get on the treadmill to de-stress.
Yep.
Yeah,
understand.
Decompress. And I'm sure that's why you run sometimes.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
You know, for the fun of it. But sometimes it's
yeah.
just a mental health
oh, it's
boost.
Great
you know,
for
it's
that.
Great. Endorphins
yeah.
Get you going for the day. I love that you have these runs early in the morning. You said 6 o'clock.
Yeah. So so we started that literally in 2002. I started a 6 a.m. run every Tuesday, Thursday. And about 3 years later, we added Saturday. And we call it 6 miles
love
at
it.
6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times we had 40 to 50 people show
really?
Up at 5:45 to run at 6 a.m. And still going strong today, just on Tuesdays, though. Well, Tuesdays
okay.
and Saturdays.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a lot of people are morning runners, but there's a lot of people who run in the afternoons as well. But,
and we had someone text in this weekend. Is there a 5K in Beulah this weekend? Is there anyone you know about?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know,
about it.
But we can find out for you.
We can definitely check. I'm not completely sure. And I should know, but I don't.
Why aren't you the knower of everything?
I know. I know a lot of stuff. Yeah.
That's what my kids think.
We're not
going
to talk about some of the things I know.
You know about shoes.
But I do know a lot
you
about
know
shoes.
A lot
and
about
so
running.
I wanted to just add that, because we were talking about shoes and being fit correctly and experts. Mm-hmm. And that word, you hear that in a lot of industries. You know, let the experts, we're the experts. Well, at Running Wild, we truly are. We invest in our team. And as we interview or we hire new people to come on to our team, mm-hmm. We vet them pretty aggressively, if you will, and to be sure that they're able to interact and relate to people, and that they have a passion for running and fitness, because
right.
if you're not passionate about that, you're not willing to learn things. And then we put them through an extensive and ongoing training program. So we spend a lot of time teaching our team about footwear and biomechanics and training and different aspects of staying healthy. We don't go into major discussions about nutrition, but we definitely touch on those things. We talk about common injuries, and we don't necessarily diagnose things at
right.
Running Wild, because we're not healthcare professionals, but we do talk people through common injuries and what types of shoes and support systems can help with that.
I know you said you went to the dentist yesterday. as a dental hygienist, it's my job is to preventative measures.
Yes,
to prevent
exactly
getting
right.
a cavity, to prevent yes. gingivitis. So that's great. You want to prevent injury. And it's great you're going to this expert that knows about these things. You know, you want to go to someone that says, hey, if you wear this shoe, this could happen if you're mm-hmm. going to be running all the time. Or, you know, you could injure yourself doing that. So let's try to prevent that because you don't want to get
absolutely.
The injury. Then you can't work out. So go over to, you know, Running Wild. If you want to visit their website, WeRunWild.com. Call them 435-9222. Paul will be happy to help you. And their staff, I'm sure, is excellent
yes.
experts on running. So I found they have a 5K Beulah Dash.
Oh.
Color Fun Run and an egg hunt and inflatables.
Is that so? There is the Color Run on.
It's April the 8th.
The weekend?
7 to 10. Let's see.
Yeah, it's at the Equestrian Center.
Yes. It says, join us for our annual Beulah Dash hosted by Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Yes.
Bring the family. It is at the Escambia County Equestrian Center Saturday, April 8th from 10 to 1. They have an egg hunt starting at 11. And there's some links on here. So if you go to dopensacola.com /event/ Beulah. I'm sure if you just go to dopensacola.com and it'll have the event because
oh, yeah.
that's a lot.
Or
I know
Google Marcus Point Color
yes,
Run.
Yes, I'm sure. So thank you so much for texting that in. If you have any, if you want to join the conversation, you have a question for Paul about anything, running, shoes, and maybe you heard something about a run and you didn't remember the date and time, just give us a call. Text in 850-437-1620 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. So thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. So we have... Tell us the very next run coming up.
So, this weekend, besides the Beulah Color uh-huh. Run, the Jelly Bean 5K.
Jelly Bean 5K, that's right.
On April 8th, mm-hmm. yep, at 8 a.m. That's at Trinity Presbyterian. But then a very exciting April 22nd event,
yes.
Crawfish.
Yes,
5K,
Crawfish.
The Crawfish
We're
Festival at
that.
Pensacola Beach. So that starts and finishes at Bamboo Willie's, basically the boardwalk mm-hmm. parking lot where Alvin's Island is. Everybody knows Alvin's Island. And all the crawfish you can eat
really?
Afterwards.
As much as I want to
yes.
eat.
Yes.
What if I can't move after that?
Might That's okay. That's all right. There's, you know, they can bring a helicopter out to the beach
they can
to pick you
pick
up,
me up
or whatever. You're going to have to pay for that. That's not something we can handle. Or you can stay there all day and, mm-hmm. You know, buy more crawfish or more beer or whatever
that
you need.
Sounds like a blast.
But yeah, that's a great event. And then, of course, May, the first weekend in May, I know it's still several weeks away, but the annual Fiesta 5K and 10K, which is the Pensacola Runners Association.
Okay.
You can get info about that at WeRunWild.com as well. That race starts, the 10K starts up by Pensacola State College mm-hmm. and finishes downtown at Seville Square, the park.
Okay.
It's a 10K point-to-point. It's a lot of fun. It's a great great tradition in Pensacola and a race that is really, it's not a super fast course because mm-hmm. you go up the hill on 12th
right.
Avenue,
uh-huh.
But you get to run down through the tree tunnel. Old 12th Avenue's closed the whole way down, mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun. And then the 5K starts 5K into the course. At Scott Street and 12th Avenue.
Okay, great.
And you can look for those at WeRunWild.com or PensacolaRunners.com as well.
Awesome.
But that's May. That is Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, we got food and running, and it's going to be a blast.
All kinds of stuff, yeah.
So much to do in Pensacola. I love it. That's why I live here. It's
yeah.
just, you can't say you're bored. You
Correct.
Can never say you're
if
bored
you do,
here.
It's your own fault.
Yeah, I mean, every weekend there's something to do.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. Thank you so much for joining me today, Paul, with Running Wild. Like you said, if you want to sign up for any of these events, WeRunWild.com. Give them a call, 435-9222. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Great
today.
Talking to
I can't
you
wait
too,
to talk
Tammy.
To you some more about
yep.
running and how
and
I don't
running.
Like to do it.
And running outside, not on the treadmill. We'll get you
not
out
the treadmill.
There.
All right. We're going to have a news update. We'll be back with more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.